Good morning. Welcome to EMP. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given us to us, so that we can come in your house and enjoy this morning prayer. We pray that the words speak to us, and you help me to share this word as same as you want us to hear this morning. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we continue to learn something from the life of Joshua, because I really want everybody in this room become the winner. But so said, this morning, the theme of this message is give up before fighting. Yeah, give up before fighting. I believe that some of us in very, very low situation, and then I want you hear this message so that you don't stay in very, very low situation, but now after this message, you rise up and be a winner. So let us read from the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 10. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise, cross this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot tread, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Ephrates, all the land of Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsaken you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give these people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be carefully to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord of God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officer of the people, saying, Amen. Brothers and sisters, if we try to look the story of Joshua as we see a series of movie, then after chapter 14, we see the name of Joshua come up again at the end of the book of Deuteronomy. And then the end of the book Deuteronomy, same with the beginning of the book of Joshua. That means, brothers and sisters, during 40 years, after Joshua come out and say to the Israel, don't be afraid, we will take out the land, just as long we worship God, we obey God, then we become the winner. Then after that, we cannot find the name of Joshua. But at the end of the journey, after 40 years, we see again the name of Joshua. 40 years different from the book of Numbers to the beginning of Joshua. Usually, in this room, only me and Brother Jason, 40 above. Other lower than 40. So they don't know this story. Usually, when we meet our old friend, after 40 years, they will say, "Oh, now you are success. You are so good." Everything like that. People want to hear this kind of sentence. And then usually after 40 years, people become mature. And if he doing business, maybe better than before or something like that. Of course, I try to compare Joshua on the book of Numbers and Joshua on the book of Joshua. I feel that something changed in Joshua. Yeah. The only thing that he didn't change is his position. Because in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1, it says like this. "Now it came about the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' servant." After 40 years, his position still servant of Moses. That means he quite faithful. Usually, people when work in one company, after 3 years, 5 years, they move to other company. I met one Hong Kong friend said, Hong Kong people character, they cannot stay longer. They will move after some company give them more 1,000. I don't know. I'm quite faithful. I work for SP for 10 years. I will not move because of 1,000. Maybe I'm thinking if 100,000. Don't tell Pisen. So, Joshua quite faithful. 40 years. Same position. Yeah, same position. But if we read this story, first 1 to first 10, then as a person who serves domestic helper, where they are servant in the house of the employer, then I want to change a little bit the position of these 10 verses. I will bring up first 10 to the first 6. First 10 to the first 6. Why I say like this? Because after God spoke to Joshua, "Therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and these people, to the land which I am giving them to the son of Israel." And then God repeat again his promise. Joshua is a servant. The character of servant is always say yes, sir, when the master command him. That's why I say it is good if we move first 10 to the first 6. After Joshua hear this command, then he should say yes. Then Joshua commanded the officer to the people and saying. But the reality, brothers and sisters, Joshua didn't say yes after God gave the commandment. God need to repeat 3 same sentence to Joshua. And then after that, Joshua do what God want him to do. You get the point? Yeah. 3 same thing is, first 6, be strong. First 7, be strong. And then first 9, be strong. What happened with Joshua? Why God need to say the same sentence to him? Yeah. If I'm the employer or I'm the master of Joshua, the tone of be strong is the first one, be strong. And then the second one, be strong with cycle eyes. And then the third one, with rest face, be strong. You want to go or not? Or I will fire you. Yeah. So three times. Yeah. Something changed after 40 years. Brothers and sisters, we can be the same situation like Joshua. Yeah. We can be changed, good or worse. So in this story, I see that something changed in Joshua. I feel that Joshua unwilling to take this job. Joshua feel afraid to take this job. And Joshua didn't say yes because he don't want to do it. Now, why Joshua unwilling to do this? First reason, Joshua worked together with Israel for 40 years. That means Joshua know the situation of Israel people. Israel people really make tired the leaders. Yeah? Even Moses can be angry with them. The Bible says Moses is the most patient leader. If Moses can be tired with this nation, how about me? I cannot be patient like Moses. That's why if I lead this nation, I will be have blood pressure, get a stroke, because this nation is really hard to lead. Second reason, after 40 years, Joshua hair become white, like Jason, like that, after 40 years. Yeah, not black, but white. I don't have white because before long and my hair jump down. So after 40 years, maybe I don't have white hair, but I have no hair. Then I become Hong Kong style hair. For Tony, you know Hong Kong style hair? If they don't have hair in this part, they will make it longer from this part, and after that, they put it here. That's why Hong Kong people don't go out on typhoon. If they go out on typhoon, they need to hold like this. Yeah. So, after 40 years, Joshua, oh, I'm old. I'm old guy. Before 40 years, on the book of Exodus chapter 17, we can see that Joshua can fighting the day, full day. Now he feel old. Even every day, he did exercise to make his muscle big. But after 40 years, feel tired. Or the third reason, I see that Joshua now sit on the comfort zone. Comfort zone. Why should I move? This chair is enough for me. I enjoy to talk with my wife. I enjoy to talk with my son. I enjoy food every day. God provide everything. Yeah, we have manna. Now, although we don't have land, but we have God providencia. I enjoy. That's why I don't want to come out. Brothers and sisters, Joshua, same with us. Yeah. Sometimes we are give up before fighting. Especially when we know God wants us to do new thing. Not everybody wants to do new thing, especially when that new things not synchron or not same with what he wants to do. Yeah. I have 2 children. If I ask them to do something, one didn't say anything.
Oh, he doesn't want to do it. And the other say anything with high tone. That mean, don't ask me to do it. Yeah. Joshua is the first one. He didn't say anything. That's why God asked him and talked with him with three times, same sentence, but different tone. Now, if we continue this story, let's say God chose another person. God chose you, Ben. Then the sixth book of the Bible is not the book of Joshua, but the book of Benjamin. There is no story about Joshua if he refused to do this. But thanks God, Joshua finally, he take this job. Yeah. It's very important for us to think this story. If we choose to do what God wants us to do, then finally, in the book of God, there is no our name write down. We should to be obey. In the beginning, God already told Joshua, yeah, just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Brothers and sisters, don't look yourself. Always keep what God has said to you. I remember last year when we start our ministry at Chun Wan, I need to wait half year to get the word yes from Chun Wan Baptist Church. And then to wait another half year so that the church give the space to us. And then I need to wait another half year to start the ministry. We start from 3 persons. Now we have 13 sisters in Chun Wan Baptist Church. Yeah. If I look back, I'm so impatient to with them. Yeah. How you make decision too slow. Yeah. If I know, if I look back, I remember how difficult to get 1 person, I might be give up to do this ministry. Just want to approve 1 sister. It takes me 3 months to say, how are you? Are you good? Blah, blah, blah. The first 2 months, just walk and smile. Just walk and smile. How are you? The 3rd month. Yeah. If look back this kind, I want to give up. But I love this story because God say, I will not fail you or forsake you. Remember this word. I will not fail you and forsake you. I'm happy, finally, Joshua say yes. Otherwise, there is no book called the book of Joshua. If God give this opportunity to Caleb, then the sixth book called the book of Caleb, not the book of Joshua. I'm sorry, Caleb. God didn't put your name in this book. Huh? God, finally, Joshua say yes. Now, brother and sister, same opportunity that God offered to us today. There are a lot of ministry that God wants us to do. The main point of the ministry is to conquer people's heart. Come to God. Yeah. If we look at our friend, our family, classmate, most of them have not believed Jesus. Yeah. God already called us. Take them, come to the church. Bring them, to believe Jesus Christ. But we usually say, oh, I don't have enough time. I don't know how to do. We have a lot of reason. My point is, should God say the same sentence 3 times to us? And after that, we start to do that? I don't think so. God loves us. He chose us. He gave us good privilege. And then the most important, God say, I will not fail you. If we obey, then we become the winner. May God bless you and me this morning. Amen. Cardia will lead us in worship.
invitation to your love. You say, yes, God, that you and you alone can have it.
Let's spend our time this morning to go deep with God, to bring our petition to Him, especially for our brother and sister who have a physical problem, cancer, chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray together. Yeah, we also pray some of them have not believed Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray that God knock their heart and they give response. Let's pray together. Also bring the group of friends who have other problem with their body. We pray that God will take out all the problem. The last one, we pray for our friend, brothers and sister who still searching new job. We pray that God will give the best for them. Thank you.
Today, our mission focus praying for Japan, for Pastor Sophia, and also we pray for Cambodia, for Grace Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Ho. We pray for them. Let's pray together. Also pray for Mission Council. We pray for BSAM and the team who lead mission in our church, so that they always have new insight to lead this church become mission church. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach ministry. There are a lot of things that local outreach has done. We pray that more people join in this ministry. Also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that through this ministry, we can save more children. Also pray for Friday evening gathering for IP, SPU, SPU, helping without hurting. We pray together. Special pray for Santi Ministry. They held children ministry during this week. We pray that many children can know Jesus. And also pray for next Kyoto mission trip. Let's pray together. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the message. We don't want to give up, Father. We want to be the winner. Thank you for your word that say, I will not fail you. We keep this word in our heart. When we leave this church, we live with you, Father. And we want to enjoy ministry with you. We want to enjoy struggling problem with you, Father. And by the end, you will lead us become the winner. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.